Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick, and you have just turned on Bagels and Blessings, the best messianic show in town. I've got fabulous music today, and very soon we're going to have a live rabbi in the studio. I prefer them to be alive. And Rabbi Jim Appel is going to be here, and he's got some exciting news to share. So stay with me. I'll be right back. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. That is the wonderful voice of Jonathan Satel, and he's with me every single week for over 21 years. Love that man's voice and love that man and his wife. Alrighty, well, Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shemaiah Israel Messianic Congregation. We are made up of Jews and Gentiles that love the Lord, and we're at 1326 North Winton Road in Irondequoit. So come on and worship with us every Saturday at 10 o'clock a.m., and while you're there, check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. It's open every Saturday after services from around noon to 1. It's open on Tuesdays from 12 to 5 and Thursdays from 1 to 6. The Fig Tree Bookstore is where you want to go for prizes, presents, all kinds of things, you know? They have got CDs, prayer shawls, shofars, books about the Jewish holidays, books about how you can share Messiah with your Jewish friends and neighbors, cards and jewelry. And also, if you're in Lockport, Medina, or Buffalo, and you want to visit a congregation, check out Brith Hadashah. They are at 50 Alberta Drive in Amherst, and their services are every Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Take it away, Jonathan.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall live in peace. Shalom, Yerushalayim. Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat 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 Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat 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 Shalom.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, and let's get right to it. Becca Shea, Mighty.
Forever ancient, forever new.
Money all the time.
His power never. than the bravest warrior. Ooh, yeah. Makes even the darkest villains cower.
Bang, bang,
boom, pow, you'll come out.
There ain't nobody like him, cause he's so mighty.
Oh, he is so mighty, so mighty, my mighty, mighty all the time.
Ooh,
he's mighty, my mighty, my mighty all the time.
Oh,
who could place the stars in the heavens and call each and every one my name?
He is so mighty.
Who knows every single thought that's in your mind?
No one but him,
that's right.
Yeah, because he's mighty.
Well, who can move the mountains, split the sea into a finger, and a shine till the dark.
Shalom, this is Becca Shea, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Whoa, Becca Shea. Whew, she's mighty. She's a mighty fine singer, don't you think? Yeah. This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. Hold on to your seats because Rabbi Jim Appel is going to be here soon. He's got some very exciting things to tell you. I'm not going to give it away. Alrighty, next we've got Mekedem. Hallelujah. Whew, one of my favorites.
I'm sorry.
that was such an extraordinary song. And I'm going to have an extraordinary interview coming up also. Listen, that song was all in Hebrew, so let me tell you what it's all about. Hallelujah, El Bekadesho. Okay, that whole song means this. It's from Psalm 150. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and lyre. Praise him with timbrel and dancing. Woo! Praise him with the strings and pipe. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So let me ask you, folks out there listening from points in Rochester and beyond the world, are you with breath? Do you have breath? Okay, are you breathing? I sure hope so. Let everyone who has breath praise the Lord. Isn't that exciting? I'll tell you what else is exciting. You have a chance to join on a conference call every Friday morning. Just hear this. Shalom, my friends. Here is a wonderful reminder to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. This comes from the TLV, Tree of Life version. I'm reading you Psalm 122, a song of ascents of David. I rejoiced when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of Adonai. Our feet are standing in your gates, Jerusalem. Jerusalem, built as a city joined together. There the tribes go up, the tribes of Adonai, as a testimony to Israel, to praise the name of Adonai. For their thrones for judgment are set up, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be at peace. May there be shalom within your walls, quietness within your palaces. For the sake of my brothers and friends, I now say shalom be within you. For the sake of the house of Adonai, our God, I will seek your good." I wanted to bring to your attention a wonderful conference call that takes place every Friday. Jewish and Gentile believers are coming together in oneness and prayer across the land. They are praying for America, and they are praying for Israel. You can join in this phone conversation. The phone number to call is 712-770-4010. Access code 790-864 and just press the pound sign after the access code. Again, the phone number is 712-770-4010. Access code 790-864, pound sign. This call takes place every Friday morning from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central, or 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Pacific time. Please spread this information to anyone who would like to pray for revival in Israel and America. Such an important opportunity we have at this time to pray for our nation and to pray for the land of Israel. And as you are hearing this wonderful reminder to pray for Israel, you're enjoying some music. And this is a prayer call. It starts with the sound of the shofar, a five-year-old boy who is playing the shofar. And they have a messianic believing family. I'm so excited to give you this information. I pray God's blessings over you. Remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Shalom. Have you been looking for a chiropractor in Rochester? Unlike conventional medicine, which focuses on attempting to treat disease once it occurs, the Upper Cervical Chiropractic Care offered at Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester emphasizes the importance of improving your health in an effort to reduce the risk of pain and illness in the first place. They will help you express life fully. They have been offering high-quality upper cervical chiropractic care to Rochester in upstate New York since July 2013. With state-of-the-art complete postural cone beam CT scans and complete neurological diagnostic testing equipment, they work to determine if they're what you need to get your life back. If you would like to find out if they can help your next year to be better than the last several,
Please book a no-charge consultation and initial examination today. Get your life back. Give them a call at 585-474-3739. Upper Cervical Chiropractic Care of Rochester, located at 1280 North Winton Road.
Find them online at www.ucccroc.com and tell them you heard about it on Bagels and Blessings. Well, next we're going to enjoy some music from Paul Wilbur. And if you like his music, you're going to hear about an opportunity to hear and see him in person. Stay tuned.
Nations will be flowing to Zion when they see the house of the Lord. Running to his peaceful kingdom, shouting they lay down their swords. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain. He will teach us his ways. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain. He will teach us his ways. Spirit of burning, let your beautiful fruit shine forth. Then everyone who's left inside will be called holy forevermore. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain. He will teach us his ways. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain, he will teach us his ways. Come, let's go up to the mountain, come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain, he will teach us his ways. Come, let's go up to the mountain, come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain, he will teach us his ways. Rise and shake the earth so mightily. Send your glory all across the land. Then everything that's proud and lofty will bow down before the Son of Man. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain. He will teach us his ways. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Teach us his ways. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain. He will teach us his ways. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain. He will teach us his ways. Over all the glory, there will be a covering. Cloud and smoke all through the day, flaming fire all through the night. Tabernacle for the shade, shelter from the pouring rain. When the Lord is washed away, fill the blood on his attire. We'll be right back.
Shalom.
This is Paul Wilbur with Integrity Music, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Ah, I sure do love his music, and I'm telling you, if you've never seen him live, you ain't seen nothing yet. But we'll get to that. We'll get to that. I want to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. If you're looking for someone to get you ready for summer, it's coming. You're going to need air conditioning. Just say the words, air conditioning. Doesn't that sound wonderful? Well, very soon, my friends, you're going to need someone to take care of that for you. Maybe you need somebody to install central air. Call Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. Family owned and operated. They love the Lord. They are really good. As a matter of fact, they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. And I'm telling you, I am just in a Paul Wilbur frame of mind. Why should I be afraid? This is from the CD Desert Rain. That was Paul Wilbur, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings. Just want to get this in your mind right now so you're thinking of it. You've got some time to register. There is an international gathering of Jews and Gentiles that believe Yeshua is the Messiah. It happens every year at the Messiah College in Grantham, Pennsylvania. It's happening this year, June 30th. Through July 6th. You can go for the whole week. You can go for two nights, three nights, whatever you want. They have housing at the dormitory, and you can get wonderful food in their dining hall. They have worship from the Isaacs, Joshua Aaron, Becca Shea, Paul Wilbur, Marty Goetz, and so much more. It's fantastic, and I think you're going to want to know more. So here's what you do. You go to the MJ, Emma's in Mother, MJAA, / Messiah19.org, MJAA/Messiah19.org. Find out all about it. If you register by May 31st, you'll receive a $50 discount. So that's the Messiah Conference, June 30th through July 6th, and you will have a fantastic time, and you'll feel like you died and went to heaven. All righty. Now we have some important information to share with you.
If you're hungry and in the mood for something different, I highly recommend the Europa Cafe and Deli. It's at 1694 Penfield Road. They're open Mondays, Tuesdays, Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesdays and Fridays from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Europa Deli is a gourmet food store that specializes in European foods from countries such as Russia, Ukraine, Moldova, Bulgaria, Germany, Poland, ex-Yugoslavia, and more. They have an extensive variety of imported foods, smoked meats, seafood, cheese, pastries, and more. Their cafe and bakery has the most delicious baked items. You just have to try it. Europa Cafe and Deli, 1694 Penfield Road. Call them at 585-385-2040. Come in and tell them that you heard about it on Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shammai Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shammai Yisrael, that's Shemayisrael, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shammai Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.
Come on, baby. I need bagels.
Gimme bagels tonight.
Wow, Rabbi Jim is starting to sing. I didn't know you were so talented. All right, listen, we don't have time for you to go on the air with your answer because I have so much to talk about with Rabbi Jim. But listen to this. I have such an easy question. If you haven't won anything in the last 30 days, everybody, go to your phones now. What was Paul's Hebrew name? This is so easy. What was Paul's Hebrew name? Okay, 222-2990, 585-222-2990. I want thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of callers, and I want it now. What mama wants, mama gets. All right, but anyway, Rabbi Jim.
Hi, Ethel.
How are you?
I am really good.
Hey, that was a great sermon this morning.
Wow, that makes me feel even gooder.
I'm telling you, he's gooder. He's gooder. So, you know, we've done your testimony so many times. Nice Jewish boy, grew up in a communist household, doesn't everyone? No, that was a... You don't have to hear the other podcasts. Stung by a bee, got his attention, yada, yada, yada. But you know, since we have so much to share, I just want to ask you two questions. You know, How do you know that Jesus is for the Jews? Like, how do you know he's a Messiah?
How do I know he's a Messiah? Well, I think you have to start out with believing that the Bible is God's word, and the Bible predicted what the Messiah would be like in where he would come from and how he would be born and what he would do and how he would die and what his death would do. And he fulfilled all of those predictions that were made hundreds of years before he was before he came.
So when a Jewish person decides to believe in Yeshua, are they converting to Christianity?
No. When a Jewish person decides to believe in Yeshua, they're still Jewish. And I think many people are confused because the word Jewish is used in two ways. It's used as a religion, and it's used as an ethnicity. So it should be pretty obvious that when you decide to believe something, your ethnicity doesn't change.
Right.
And no matter what you believe, your ethnicity doesn't change. But there are Jewish people who are ethnically Jewish who believe in three, four, five different denominations of Judaism. There's that. There's Orthodox, there's Conservative, there's Reform, there's Karaites, there's Restoration. There's all these different kinds of beliefs in Judaism. And Messianic Judaism is one of those beliefs, as far as I'm concerned.
I always found it really interesting that, you know, you talk about the ethnicity. You could be an atheist and still be considered Jewish, which is so crazy. You say you believe in Jesus and suddenly you're not Jewish anymore. But right. If you're an atheist, it's okay.
Yes. In fact, I was an atheist and I was very much considered Jewish. And I became a Hindu and I was still considered very much Jewish. And the reason for that, I think, is very sad. And the reason for that is the conflict that has happened between the church and the Jewish people over the centuries and the terrible history of persecution. So to Jewish people, the church is like the enemy. So if you say, I'm Jewish and I decided to believe in Jesus, it's like you've gone over to the enemy. So you are a mashumet, which means a traitor,
yeah. And
you're not Jewish anymore. And the key misconception, the key deception there is that true followers of Yeshua if they were following his instructions, would never persecute anybody. So there were people in error, there were people deceived, but that doesn't mean that to follow Yeshua, you would do these things. You would hate the Jewish people.
Absolutely.
Right.
And we will explore all of that at another time, because we have some really interesting and fascinating and wonderful and extraordinary things to discuss. Rabbi Jim, how long have you been the rabbi at Shema Yisrael?
You know, it's almost exactly 23 years now.
Oh, we were all so young then, weren't we?
We were. I was 50.
Oy. And there's some exciting things happening. You wanna take it away, Rabbi Jim.
Take it away. Well, we could start with the call of Shema Yisrael has been, ever since Rabbi Jonathan Bernis started it, has been to reach the Jewish people of the Greater Rochester community with the good news of Yeshua in an effective way, and to disciple them and to bring them into the kingdom. So we've tried many, many different things to do that. We've done concerts, we've done advertising, we've done holiday events, we've done door-to-door witnessing, we've done festivals, we've done all kinds of things, and you know, we've connected with some number of Jewish people. So I've been there 23 years. Jonathan was there 9 years. David Levine was there 3 years or 4 years as the rabbi. So this is like 38 years or something that we have been working at this. So this thing that's happening right now started when a couple in our congregation who have a store where a lot of Jewish people come told me that when they share with their customers the fact that they believe in the Bible and they're following Yeshua, the customers almost always ask them, well, where do you go to synagogue? Because that's a Jewish thing to do. If you're religious, if you're spiritual, you go to synagogue. And when they say Congregation Shema Yisrael, the customers, 90% of them look at them and say, what's that? So when they told me that, that was a real wake-up call to me, because what it said was that after 36 years or something of having a Messianic congregation and doing all these outreaches, most of the people in the Jewish community didn't even know we existed.
Like we were invisible.
Yeah. It was not something that they just weren't even familiar with. So we began to pray. This was maybe 5 or 6 years ago. And we didn't know how to address this. I mean, we thought about should we get a billboard? We've had a television show for a long time. That didn't seem to do it. We've got Bagels and Blessings, for goodness sake.
Such a deal. Yeah.
And with Bagels and Blessings, still people don't know. So we were looking at, you know, ways of publicizing, ways of getting our name out there, all these kind of things. And we're just praying. We're saying, God, show us these things. So this goes back to 2014. I got a phone call from a pastor of a local church here, and he asked me to come over because he wanted to talk to me. And I thought, well, he wants me to come and teach about a Jewish holiday.
Sure.
So I went over, and he said, no, I want to talk to you about the fact that I think you and your congregation are supposed to buy our building, because we are moving out, And we want this building to go to a godly purpose. And we know that our building is in the Jewish community. So we knew about you. And so we think you should have our building.
Did you faint?
I almost fainted, yes. Because he had no clue that this would be a big, wonderful thing for us. He thought, you know, oh, maybe they'll get this idea. So I looked at him and I said, Pastor, do you realize that your facility is just down the street from the Jewish Community Center?
Wow.
Which would mean that all the people who go to the Jewish Community Center pass by your building, going and coming. And if we were here, our issue with not being known in the Jewish community would disappear just like that. It would be worth millions of dollars of advertising and all kinds of effort. So he caught it. He was like, oh, yeah, that's be awesome. So we started down this road of seeing this happen. And the time scale is long because what's happening is that the that church, which is Edgewood Free Methodist Church, they are buying the YMCA in Pittsford. And the YMCA in Pittsford is building a new Y. So all of these dominoes have to fall before we can move in. So everything is progressing. The Y is being built. When the people move out into the new Y, Edgewood will start renovating the old Y. And all this should culminate, finish at the end of 2020, which is 6 years from when this first happened, the first discussion started of this. And we are going to be able to move in and own that building. So that's what the journey is, or the road that we're down. And of course, there have been many, many points along that road where amazing things have happened.
Yeah, share some of the miracles, because we did the song Mighty from Becca Shea earlier, and
yes.
I mean, we serve a mighty God, and he has done some mighty miracles.
Yes. Well, the first thing was just the fact that they asked us. Normally, people don't ask you, would you buy our building? The second one was that after we had a little bit of negotiation about the price, we thought it was going to be a certain place, and then they had a assessment done, and it came out much higher. We were thinking maybe we couldn't afford it. And I got a phone call from that same pastor, and he told me that an anonymous pledge had been made for $500,000 to pay for us to buy the building.
That just does not happen every day, folks.
Right.
Mighty miracle number two.
Well, mighty miracle number one, the amount that the price had gone up, that offer brought it back down to where it was, where we thought it was reasonable.
Ooh.
The second one was that another organization wanted to purchase the building and made a cash offer.
More.
And
more
for $200,000 more than we were offering. And the board at Edgewood turned it down because they believed we should have had the building.
Does that ever happen?
That never happens. Right. Amazing.
More money. $200,000 cash offer. More.
Right. Right.
Wow.
And they turned it down.
Woo.
The third one was equally amazing. The folks at Edgewood had contracted with a fundraising consultant to help them with their fundraising to buy the building they were buying. And the pastor asked me if I would like to meet him. So I met with him and told him what we were all about. And he said, well, I'm going to be coming to Rochester to coach the Edgewood folks. If your folks just want to show up when I'm coaching them, I'll coach you too for nothing.
Wow.
So basically, Edgewood paid him a lot of money because he comes in from out of town and spends days with them. And he's very professional, very good. And we have been getting the same coaching, which has been very effective. So that was number four, I think.
I lost track. There have been so many.
Number five was that a couple joined our congregation and began to get involved. And then one day they came to me and asked me, what they could do to serve in the congregation. And I asked them, well, what kind of experience you had. And it turned out that this couple, the gentleman had worked for the YMCA and had done many, many fundraisers. And his wife had helped with these fundraisers. And I looked at them and said, would you like to lead our fundraising? So that was an amazing The sixth miracle was that we took a vote. Our bylaws say we have to vote on any purchases or sales of property. And we took a vote amongst the congregation, and it was unanimous to proceed, which was unheard of. And the final miracle has been that the fundraising within the congregation has been way beyond what I thought it could be, and we've done really well with the fundraising, so that we're right now we're at the point of close to being able to purchase the building with the largest mortgage that we would qualify for. So that's a miracle.
And our building has also sold.
Oh, well, I left out a big miracle. We had our building up for sale for about 8 years on and off. And last November, we got an offer for the building, and we accepted it. So our building has sold. And that's an amazing miracle.
God is so good.
Right.
Well, I know people listening are going to want to jump on the bandwagon, and they want to know how they can help to support us. How can you help Congregation Shema Yisrael purchase this new building? So why don't you tell us what's going on?
Well, like I said, we're at the point now where we could get in there with a mortgage that would stretch us. That would be, according to the lender. We qualify for this, but it's a lot of money. So what we're doing now is we're believing God is going to put it on the hearts of people in the community, because the congregation has pretty much given as much as they can. They've been incredible, but we are believing that God's going to put it on the hearts of people in the community, people like you who are listening right now, possibly, and that if they pray and ask God if He wants them to partner with us in this, that they will do that. And the way to actually physically do it is that we have a web page. You can reach it at shematime.org, S-H-E-M-A. T-I-M-E, one word, .org. And when you get there, you'll see a link. You'll see a page where we are advertising the fundraising banquet that we're having that is coming up on April 28th.
Ooh, say more.
So if you click on buy tickets for that, you will see a page where you can buy tickets for the banquet, which we'd love to have you do, but also where you could just plain donate. And you can donate, credit card or PayPal or debit card right there. Now, if you want to make a commitment to donate over time, please contact our office at 288-0670. We have a lot of people who have made a pledge that, because we still have another year and a half on this or more. If everything goes right, it's a year and a half. If there's any delays in construction or something, it's going to be more. We've had quite a few people outside the congregation say, yeah, I'd like to pledge to give this over the next 18 months or something. But to do that, you'd have to call our office at 288-0670, and we can send you a form to fill out to do that.
All right. Now, those of you that are real interested in going to our fundraising banquet, this is where you want to get out your phones and your digital calendars or write it on a piece of paper. April the 28th is our banquet, and we will have Paul Wilbur come and minister in music, and our founding rabbi, Jonathan Burness, will be our keynote speaker. And those tickets have to be purchased by what date?
April 14th.
So by April 14th. And so as you heard Rabbi Jim say, you can go to shematime.org and you can commit to just donating towards our fundraising. Or if you'd like to purchase tickets, we can say the price.
It's $150.
It's $150 a ticket, because after all, this is a fundraiser. And I know that's a stretch for some people, and yet for some people, it's a drop in the bucket. Of course, to God, it's nothing, because He owns a cattle on a thousand hills or something like that, right?
Yeah, but also understand that the banquet will be at the Hyatt Regency downtown. It'll be a very fancy event.
Yes.
With Jonathan speaking and Paul Wilbur doing the music. So this is going to be a big splash. It's not just a little gathering, but it's going to be a big splash.
Yeah, so again, that's April 28th. Please go to shematime.org and purchase your tickets. Tell someone about it. Invite a friend. And, if you haven't seen Paul Wilbur minister in music, It's just an incredible time. I'm sure there'll be lots of Israeli folk dancing. And Jonathan Burness is a wonderful speaker. And I'm sure the food will be delicious as well. So that's April 28th, but the tickets must be purchased by April the 14th.
And something else you can do for us that won't cost you anything is if you go to our Facebook page, Shema Israel on Facebook, you will find
an event
there. And if you click on that event, and you will see down at the bottom of your screen, or scroll down, you'll see an invite link. And if you click on the invite link, all the names of your Facebook friends will pop up, and you just have to click on each one, and that event will go to their Facebook page.
Yes.
And that would be a great way of spreading the word about this. And let me just say one other thing. You know, I mentioned that the main idea here is that we're called to reach the Jewish people of the greater Rochester area. And this, we believe, will make us many, many times more effective in doing that. But we have some other things that we do, especially for those of you who are not Jewish, that are important too. We have a lot of people coming to our congregation who are interested in what we call the Jewish roots of their Christian faith. And so we believe that this move will help us to reach more of those people and help them with understanding really Yeshua, Jesus himself, because to really understand him and the things he did and said, you need to understand the culture that he was in. And the other thing that has been very significant also, we have found recently that there is a lot of Latino people in the community who are discovering that they actually are Jewish, that their ancestors hid the fact that they were Jewish to avoid persecution, and they want to reconnect with their Jewish roots, but they don't want to give up on believing in Yeshua. So we're the only show in town for that.
There you have it.
And finally, I have been met with or talked with many, many believers in the last years who are confused about what our relationship is to God's laws. And we do a lot of talking about that, about how I did a message on today, which you'll be able to hear later this afternoon if you go to our website. She didn't really mean that.
I did. You're calling me a liar. We'll talk.
So if you, there are many people who have been learned more about how we can relate to God's laws to live a life that is pleasing to him by understanding this. So those are some of the things that we do that relate to people who are not Jewish.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, we have a few moments left, and not only are you here to talk about the exciting news of us purchasing this beautiful building right down the street from the Jewish Center, but you, young man, if I can use that word.
You can.
Alrighty then. You are also a gifted author. And you have authored a few books, mm-hmm. and why don't you tell us about all of your books, and then especially your latest one?
Right. This one has come out just at the right time. This book is called Passover, simply, or Chag Pesach in Hebrew. And it is a book all about, 380 pages or so, about the holiday of Passover. So there is some basic stuff in it about what Passover is about, but then it gets into the deeper meaning of Passover, about how Yeshua celebrated with his disciples, how he used it to get a message across, what some of the symbolism is in Passover. So I highly recommend it because I wrote it.
And there you have it.
And it's just getting out there. Now, you can buy it on Amazon. I just found out yesterday from our publisher that it just came out in ebook. So you can buy it as an ebook on Amazon. You could also buy it at the Olive Press publisher website. And you can buy it, as I say, electronically, and it's soft cover. It's $22.95 on Amazon. And one of the things that people tell me when they read my books, because the books are basically transcriptions of messages that I've given about this holiday, they tell me that they hear my voice when they read. And by the way, there are two other books. So if you go to my page on Amazon, just put in my name as an author, Jim Appel, Rabbi Jim Appel, you'll find a book on Rosh Hashanah, equally thick, and another one on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. And Rosh Hashanah, of course, is the Jewish New Year's. And you will find all three of those books available in print and electronically.
I'm glad you've written about Passover, because that was the holiday that really kind of sealed the deal in my mind when I was trying to sort of reconcile the fact that Jesus is the Messiah. When I thought about him having his Passover Seder with his disciples, which, of course, growing up Jewish, no one ever told me that. So realizing that the Last Supper was a Passover Seder, and just the symbolism of the blood of the pure, unblemished lamb, which kept the firstborn Israelite from death. And then you look at Yeshua, the pure, unblemished lamb whose blood keeps us from eternal death. All of that just started making sense. And then you've done teachings about matzah, about how it's bruised and pierced and striped. And you look at Isaiah 53, and it talks about that. And it, you know, that just made it all come together and made sense.
Yes, it is amazing. And by the way, I should mention that in the back of this book, there is instructions for how to put on your own Passover Seder, including all of my notes from the ones that I have done. And an offer that if you buy the book and you contact us, we will send you one of our Haggadahs, or a bunch of them if you want to pay for them, and my notes. So that's all available too.
Do you want to explain what Haggadah is?
Oh, I'm sorry. Haggadah is the book that takes you through the Passover meal. Passover is celebrated by keeping a ritual ordered meal, and the word for that is a seder. Seder means order in Hebrew. So if you've ever heard about that, if you're wanting to do that in your own home, you could learn how to do that from this book. And it's really interesting that you brought up how you experienced Passover and how it helped you, because tomorrow morning I'm actually speaking at a church where you, Ethel, got me in. Because you've spoken there before, but John Knox Presbyterian Church.
Oh, yeah, on Ridge Road.
Yeah, they invited me to speak tomorrow morning. And guess what the subject is? The unblemished lamb, which you just mentioned. Without any coaching.
how do you like that? Yeah, this just in, Rabbi Jim will be speaking at what time tomorrow?
10 o'clock, I believe.
10 o'clock at John Knox Presbyterian Church on Ridge Road West.
Right, right.
I didn't know. You didn't tell us today.
Yes, right. I didn't.
But
and
right here.
I should have told you, because I asked, well, how did you happen to invite me? Oh, we've had Ethel come out, and then she's blessed us.
But we're tired of Ethel now. We want some new blood, you know? That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I think
it's
one
exactly
year.
That subject, the unblemished.
One year, my husband and I came out together, and we talked about how we do the holidays in our house as Jew and Gentile, and how we blend it all together. So that's really wonderful.
Yeah, well, this blends it, because this is in preparation for their Easter celebration coming, you know, and Good Friday and all that. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Now, some people may not get it, but isn't it true that Easter seems to always follow the Jewish calendar? Like, whenever you see it on the calendar when Easter is, it's right after Passover.
It used to.
Oh.
You're touching on now one of the major division points between Judaism and Christianity. That was the issue that caused the church to break away from its Jewish roots.
Oh.
The rabbis would set the day for Passover, and then that would cause the church to have their celebration on that day, and they got to where they didn't want to be beholden to the Jewish authorities to set their dates, and that was why they shifted.
But
let me get one more but in here. You mentioned that you understanding that the Last Supper was a Passover Seder was very important for you. There are most Christians out there don't even know that. They don't realize that it was actually a traditional Passover Seder. They just think, oh, it was the Last Supper. But that's what it is. And you can, if you have been to a Seder or you know what goes on in a Seder, you can pick out the things that Yeshua was doing, and you can say, oh, he was doing the traditional thing that happens at a Seder. He was doing this, he was doing that. All of those things are right there.
So just to recap, if somebody wants to get your books, they can go on Amazon, find your page, Rabbi Jim Appel.
Or just put in Passover. pass over the book.
Or they can go to the Olive Press website.
Olive Press Publishers website. Yes.
And what about the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop located right at Shema Israel?
Well, they can come in and visit the bookstore, yes, and see all kinds of other stuff there, too. And that bookstore is open Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from like 1 to 5.
Tuesday from 12 to 12, 5 okay. and Thursday from 1 to 6.
Okay.
Yes.
And at the end of our service, it's open.
Yes, from around 12
around
to
12
1.
O'clock.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
Right.
Wonderful. So there you go. You know, I meet a lot of people that do have questions about the Jewish holidays, and this would be a great way for someone to support you,
right,
and also to learn more.
Well, there are other books on the holidays, but I don't think there's any out there that goes into the depth that this does.
Plus, they wouldn't have your voice.
No, they wouldn't have my voice. But for instance, you can get a book on the holidays about this thick that covers all the holidays, all seven. Okay, but this is just on one. So that's what I mean about, you know, the depth of it.
Great. All right. Well, before we end the program, I know some of you out there listening have more questions. You can always call the Congregational Office, 585-288-0670. If you have any questions about purchasing tickets, maybe you don't have Facebook. Well, we also have a link you can send on email. You can always write me at bagelsandblessings@gmail.com, and I can forward you a link that you can just send to your friends via email. If you have any questions at all about anything that you've heard today, you can write me again at bagelsandblessings@gmail.com, or you can call 585-288-0670. And we will answer all of your questions to the best of our abilities. But I'm hoping that many of you listening will want to come out to our wonderful fundraising banquet, enjoy the food, do some Davidic praise and worship dancing, listen to Paul Wilbur, listen to Jonathan Bernis, and just worship with us. And again, of course, come out every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. at 1326 North Winton Road, because we know how to do Shabbat. Don't we?
Amen.
All right. And now it's time for the Aaronic Benediction with Phil Klein.
Yivarechech Adonai v'yismorech Yager Adonai panav alecha v'ikunech Yisa Adonai Panam Alecha V'yasem Lecha Shalom.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of the Prince of Peace, Yeshua the Messiah.
Thank you, Rabbi Jim. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. Remember that every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. And congratulations to Hyacinth Jackson. She got the right answer. Saul is Paul's Hebrew name. Alrighty, we will see you next week right here on Life AM 990 WDCX. Shabbat Shalom!